Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we follow the order of matins found on page 219 in Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 497, Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord. The text is Acts chapter 10, verses 42 through 48. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Acts, the 10th chapter. So Peter has opened his mouth and said, And the Lord commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who has come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing them speak in tongues and extolling God. And then Peter declared, Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? He commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And then they asked him to remain for some days. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Peter gets up and he visits this group of Gentiles who have heard the good word, who called for him to come, and he gives them a sermon. This is all following on the great event with Cornelius, when he receives a vision from God with this message, What I have called clean, don't you dare call unclean anymore. This is the way God thinks about each and every one of us. He's washed us in holy baptism. He's claimed us as his own dear children. He has, just as Peter preached so wonderfully to these Gentiles, he has forgiven our sins, just as he forgives the sins of everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. Through his name, the forgiveness of sins is given to cleanse us, to wash us, to make us clean, no longer unclean. And no one should ever call us that again. It's interesting, in the church, we confess our own sins. We do this all the time. We have to keep doing this our entire life, because it is hard to believe that we are clean and not unclean. It is hard to believe, especially the older we get, that the Lord actually does forgive us and receive us, even for the sake of his name. We have to deal with our name, and our name is not always liked by everyone. But that's exactly why the Lord told Peter this, so that we all would know that what the Lord has called clean, what he's declared righteous, what he has forgiven with the power of his own blood and the power of his great resurrection from the dead, everybody ought to know and believe. And we all ought to help one another, not by confessing each other's sins, even though it is helpful to confess our own, but instead to do the opposite for our friends and our neighbors and our parents and our pastor and our teachers and our students and our co-workers. To remind them by our actions, by our words especially, but also by our attitude and the way we speak of them to others and to them, that their sins are forgiven, that they belong to Jesus Christ, that they are baptized in his name, and therefore God has called them clean. And I don't want to be found calling them unclean again. This is a beautiful story. It teaches us so much about the power of the Word of God, especially this, that the prophets were always testifying to Christ Jesus, and even for Gentiles, the prophets are of great use. Everybody, whether you are a Christian yet or not, ought to read the Scriptures. They ought to know these prophets. They ought to hear these stories. They ought to also listen to the apostles, and they ought to be led by this word to to Jesus Christ, because in his name the forgiveness of sins is rich, and there's nowhere else in our world that you will find so many forgiving people, such a devotion to the forgiveness of sins as you find in our Christian church. And then we see, to the surprise of Peter and the Jews, but not a surprise to us, that the Holy Spirit falls on those who are hearing the word. This is something we love to tell about the Holy Spirit, what his job is. It is to give us the word of God. It is to work through God's word, not apart from God's word, but in the hearing of the word, like we are doing right now, to bring faith to us, to come to us, to continually renew us, to refresh us in Jesus Christ, to remind us over and over again that we are clean. We are not those who are unclean. Sometimes that's to put away the unclean things that are in our minds and in our actions. But just as often, it is to remind us that because of Jesus' blood, we are really, truly clean. Holy baptism is the touchstone then. No one, as Peter says, can be prevented from receiving this, especially when faith is evident. So it is when a child says, I want to be baptized, there is nothing to prevent it. So it is when an adult says, I want to be baptized, there is nothing to prevent it. And how gorgeous and beautiful it is to behold. That then is something we return to constantly, to hear the Lord's word, to remember that his promise from the beginning, you're clean, is still true today. And lastly, look at how the Gentiles respond. They've gotten everything today. Nothing could be withheld from them. But they ask that Peter and the rest of his Jewish apostles would remain with them for some days. It's as if they can't get enough. It's as if they think they should cling to this hearing the word more and let it sink in a little longer. God grant such Holy Spirit-driven excitement in us too, that we would continue to want to hear that, to cling on to the word of God, to be desperate to hear, just one more time. I am not unclean, but because of Christ Jesus, I am clean, just as he says. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.